Hey, I appreciate you being here and thank you so much for stopping by and listening to the blog titled Caught in His Storm. Here we go. When I head out on a hike, I'm never thinking about looking GQ, but I never thought I looked homeless either. Until the day someone thought I was. Huh? Yep. Recently, while on a hike, someone thought I was homeless. Now, here's the funny, not funny story. Last week, after some enormous rains and not being able to get outside to exercise for a couple of days, I jumped on the chance to get my hike on and hit the trail when the sky cleared. Usually, when I hike, I stay on the dirt trails because they connect me more to nature. This time, however, I walked mostly on the bike trail to avoid the sloppy mud. When I hike, I always carry a small book-sized backpack on my shoulders. It weighs roughly 15 pounds, and it keeps my body accustomed to carrying weight. It's my intention to walk across another country in 2025, so I need to keep my legs and shoulders used to feeling the extra. Now, on the day of this story, I was walking on my side of the bike path when I saw a couple of bicyclists coming my way. I hugged the road shoulder tightly as they approached, but I wasn't looking up when one of the two riders leaned in and bumped me hard with his shoulder as he rode by. It had been on purpose that he hit me. Shocked, I yelled over my shoulder as the bicyclist rode away. "What the?" His loud and angry shout back to me was, "Get a job!" Huh? I shouted loudly to myself. I came to an immediate conclusion. The dude thinks I'm homeless. I did some quick dot connecting as I irritably continued to walk. Number one, homeless people live in the trees near this path. The area is close to town, and I sense it allows more privacy and less scrutiny. Number two, it was 2:30 on a Friday afternoon, and I think the guy assumed I didn't have a job. Number three, I was carrying an old backpack that he thinks, well, maybe it carried my whole world. Number four, I was wearing a faded Muir Woods hoodie and trail muddied sweatpants. Number five, the afternoon shadow that was walking in front of me showed my hair ridiculously flying from having just removed the hoodie from my head. His brain didn't register. That's a serious guy taking the afternoon off to exercise. Instead, his brain registered, homeless guy, doesn't have a job. Sheesh. Well, that got me connecting a few more dots. Hitting me with his shoulder? His barbed assumption? His harsh attitude? I think the guy was probably carrying an invisible backpack of anger. And I gotta tell you, I'd hate to be carrying that backpack. Bad energy. I believe when we start tossing it freely and without control into the universe and to others, it's a reflection of the bad energy we're carrying on our insides. I think this guy was living extra pissed and uncontrollably, he was letting his internal anger fly wildly into the outside world. I just happened to get caught up in his storm. But you know what? There is a ton of positive in this story. And I take his actions as a warning. If we find ourselves constantly getting mad at customer service reps, yelling at other drivers, looking every day for something to whine about in the news, and constantly keep throwing negative energy at our friends, family, and coworkers, perhaps it's a warning for us to get our act together on the inside. Here's a quote for you. When the person in the mirror looks sad and angry, so will the world. This week, may we walk with harmony, and when we know we're not, may we have the self-awareness to guard our words and actions closely. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening today. Go out and create a great week, and may you inspire someone else to do the same.